Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. The music you're hearing is from the movie Cabaret, with Academy Award winner Liza Minnelli as Sally Bowles, a nightclub singer in the era of the Nazis' rise to power in Germany. Recently, I met with Rick Dildine, the artistic director of the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. We talked about the deeper meanings in the play, based on Christopher Isherwood's novel Goodbye to Berlin. Tomorrow, ASF, the State Theater of Alabama, opens a month-long production on the festival stage of Cabaret. Rick Dildine, welcome back.
It's so good to be with you again. Thank you.
You're sitting in front of a mock-up of a set. What is it?
Yeah. We are working on the closing show of our 52nd season, which is Cabaret.
The play won all sorts of awards. Give us sort of the background story.
The musical premiered on Broadway in 1966, and it was certainly very different than what Broadway musicals were used to. It uses musical entertainment, but it's also telling a story, and the songs are commenting on what is going on. It was a response to what was happening in Germany with the rise of Nazism. And the theater makers wanted to create something that used entertainment, that made you laugh, made you clap, made you smile, but then could instantly make you have an aha moment. They wanted to shock you, to get their audiences to wake up, to think about how are we living as a society.
We think about the Roaring Twenties, then we think about the Depression, then we think about the war with Germany. Christopher Isherwood, where does he come into this story?
The story is loosely based on his life. Christopher Isherwood was a Brit who went to Berlin, and he was going to write his great novel. And this story that you're going to see, Cabaret, is based on his book, Goodbye to Berlin. And he is basically telling you what his experience was like when he was there in the late 20s, early 30s.
Tell us about the mock-up.
So the great thing about this show is that it is so flexible in how we tell the story. The audiences, when you arrive, we've created a cabaret space for you. We've removed the first three rows of the festival stage and put in cabaret tables. So it's going to feel like you're walking into a cabaret space. It is several floors underground. That's our idea. So we can have cabaret performances in it, but you can also see the dramatic scenes that are happening too. It's two levels. The band will be on stage for the whole show. Most of our cast, half of them have Broadway credits. Several of them took time off from Broadway shows to come do this one with us. And leading the company is a young man named Pierre Murray. Pierre is currently in Aladdin on Broadway. He's performing the MC, which was made famous by Joel Grey in the original production and then in the movie production as well. Joel Grey won Tonys and Oscars for that performance. He's the master of ceremonies. He's both a performer, but he's commenting on what is happening in society. So he is as much an entertainer as he is an activist.
Talking about Joel Grey, I saw an interview with him, and he was commenting on the parallels at that time with this time.
So many things in this story, as we work through it as a creative team, it's like, oh, it's this and it's that. There is a duality to it. In the rehearsal process, there have been many moments as we work through scenes where actors pause and go, that could be right now. Whether we're talking about what's going on in our government, do you know your neighbor? Those questions come up. Cabaret is being performed a lot right now, all over the world. Cabaret's having a moment because the world is having a moment.
And the set, as I understand it, is quite elaborate. Can you describe it?
Yeah, it's going to give you all the luster of a cabaret. I mean, rich green curtains, beautiful marble floors. It's two levels. There's a balcony that goes all the way around it. The dancing in it, you know, we're crafting aspects of burlesque. They're all working together as a unit, but each one of them has their own little story. So you're not watching just a chorus. You're watching individual performers putting on a cabaret number for you. The costumes are going to blow you away.
Tell me about the female lead in Cabaret.
Oh, yes. Crystal Kellogg. Crystal has done several Broadway shows, Kinky Boots. When she walked in and auditioned, we knew it was done because Sally Bowles was based on a real person, Jean Ross, who was one of Krista Isherwood's friends. And she had this carefree life. She was from Britain. She was in Germany. She just wanted to keep the party going. And yet there is this little fragile bird inside of her. And Crystal has managed to create that essence on stage. She's got an amazing voice. She's one of the best actors I've ever worked with.
Who else is in the cast?
It's really the story of Cliff, who is the Christopher Isherwood character. He's come to Berlin, rented a room from a woman named Fräulein Schneider. So Fräulein Schneider, played by Stacia Fernandez. Stacia also has extensive Broadway credits. She's joined by a man named Donald Corin, who is her love interest. And there's a couple of other characters that help round out the politics of what is going on in the Weimar Republic at the time. But then there are 9 ensemble people who play a ton of roles. You know, they are flexing in and out of cabaret performers, government officials, bouncers. They really do have the star turn in the show.
Tomorrow is the opening. How long will the play be presented at ASF?
The show will run until August 6th. And, you know, this is a chance to see some of the country's best performers. So I hope folks will come out and see the show.
Let's switch gears. The summer camps at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival present such an opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it is a great chance for young people to experience not only summer camaraderie and have something fun, but to build out skills. This coming season, there are a lot of shows that are going to involve kids' choruses, kids' roles, kids' stories. It's a great chance to learn skills, build friends, have a good time. We have Shakespeare-centric camps. We have musical theater camps. We have tech and design camps. There's so many different ways to learn about theater here.
Back to Cabaret, which opens tomorrow. Suitable for what ages?
I wouldn't bring any young children to this. This is more of a mature production.
And what is your takeaway for the audience?
You know, I think there's art and there's entertainment. Art focuses us, and it asks you to think about something. And the thing about cabaret is that it does a little trick. It uses entertainment to make you focus on something. I think it is one of the great musicals ever made. It is smart because at the time, society was being chipped away at. The norms were being chipped away. And our fellow man, our neighbors, we were seeing things differently. There's a powerful message in this musical, and it's incredibly entertaining. You will walk out humming the songs. The title song, Cabaret, Life is a Cabaret, Old Chum. Tomorrow Belongs to Me. The opener, Willkommen. There's a lot of catchy songs in the show.
I read a review about this play. It said the danger of indifference.
Yeah. You know, Sally Bowles kind of embodies that indifference, which is what pushes the Christopher Isherwood character, Cliff, to the edge. I think that is a theme today as well.
Rick Dildine, what a wonderful reunion. Thank you for joining us in person at ASF.
It's so good to see you. Thank you.
That was Rick Dildine, Artistic Director of the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Ticket information for the musical Cabaret and information on the ASF summer camps can be found at the website, asf.net. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.